The Badgers won their fifth straight Big Ten game, rolling to a 98-71 road victory at Penn State last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers jumped out to a big lead early and this time didn't let their opponent back in it.
Thought we did a really good job defensively, followed the plan, you know, and we were able to really jump on them the first half. And then we kept our foot on the gas, which was the idea when you're on the road. You don't want to give the home team hope and let their crowd get back into it, especially in an environment like this.
Greg Gard on the Badger Sports Network. John Blackwell and Braden Carrington scored 17 each to lead Wisconsin. Elsewhere in college basketball, men's Horizon League action, Robert Morris beat Milwaukee 88-76. Youngstown State over Green Bay 88-81. Horizon League women's action, Green Bay 73, Oakland 59. Milwaukee beat Detroit 86-68. In the Big East, the Marquette Golden Eagles back in action tonight. They're in Indianapolis to take on the Butler Bulldogs. Fifth-ranked Badger men's hockey team on home ice this weekend, playing host to eighth-ranked Penn State with the first of two tonight at the Kohl Center. Badger coach Mike Hastings says they'll have their hands full against Penn State's high-scoring offense.
The one thing about Penn State is they're going to come at you as a group of five. The best form of defense for us is one puck decisions, but then when we get it, hold on to it. Let's not ignite their transition and get them going five up the rank.
Badgers will honor the 2006 National Championship team during a ceremony on Saturday night. On the Packers defensive coordinator front, former Arizona head coach Jonathan Gannon met with head coach Matt LaFleur yesterday, expected to continue that chat today. Eagles defensive assistant Christian Parker is off the table. He was hired in Dallas as their next coordinator. The Baltimore Ravens hiring L.A. Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter to be their next head coach. Championship week in the NFL, Denver and New England meet for the AFC title, Rams and Seahawks in the NFC title game. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.